Exercise 8. In discussing coffee varieties, it should be kept in mind that nearly all the coffee in the New World is descended from just a few beans and two varieties, Typica and Bourbon. This extremely narrow genetic base has been crossed within itself and with a very few other varieties. Almost no additions have come from the hundreds, perhaps thousands of varieties existing in coffee's original home, Ethiopia. Since New World coffee has been more or less the same for the past 200 years, the only factors affecting quality have been cultural and climatic. Not much else was possible. In turn, this led to very subtle differences in taste and to the appearance of very fine-tuned cups of coffee. Few can tell the difference between a Jamaican blue and a Kona coffee.